Hi, everybody. This is your hostess, Lakeisha Mazur, and welcome to the Overlooked Business Basics Podcast. And welcome to the Overlooked Business Basics Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about AAA Road Trip Magazine Marketing. Now, we, as in my business partner and husband, were going to visit one of our location churches in San Diego before his foot surgery. And at the same time, it was also marriage conference weekend. And so one of our assignments was to have a day in the park. And we have not had a chance to do that yet. He was reading a magazine, and there was a restaurant that was featured for its chicken and waffles. Now, this chicken and waffles restaurant, it had a half-page spread, and the picture looked really good. Now, the address was sort of familiar to get to without a lot of driving. And so it seemed like a great place to brunch after we left church. I mean, how could you not want a chicken tender pounded flat and soaked in a buttermilk marinade and fried until crisp while being offered at various degrees of heat? With fluffy waffles paired next to it, with a house-made coconut syrup, just to add a tropical touch to the combo. Which, by the way, we did get with their fries, and those fries were delicious too. I digress, but it definitely seemed like a great place to brunch after we left church. And that is why, audience, I'm revealing the power of magazine marketing, and for those that like extra credit, a sub-reveal of a new trend that I accidentally stumbled upon that some restaurant business owners are doing. So I actually have two reveals for this episode, but I'll get to that second one a little later. So because of the way this article was written, and of course the way the photo looked, right? We were off on this road trip, this grand adventure for chicken and waffles by this restaurant. And yes, we took the magazine with us, because the goal was to find the place, let the business owner know why we were there, and of course, take a picture with the real thing while holding the magazine. So this leads me into the marketing in a magazine benefits, which means this gives you a opportunity to put your best item up front. You know, so what is your signature thing or your signature service that showcases your business so well? How can you reach out to these publications would be a next question to ask yourself. Now, yes, things in print that are in the hands of people that electricity and an internet connection are not required. It exists before the internet exists. People had magazines and they would open these magazines and have these lovely pictures and images. And then you would be tempted to call a phone number, or if you had local access, you would go to these stores and buy these products. And so they're still done. Magazines are still out there. Internet connection free and no electricity required. But how can you reach out to publications? Of course, in the back of the magazine are ways to get in touch with them. Whatever you need to do, whether you are wanting to advertise, whether you saw a typo and you feel that you need to tell the editor, there's ways for you to reach out. Now, another way, well, two ways that you might not have thought of how to get in touch with these publications. Question: are you or someone else reading marketing emails and checking marketing voicemails that are from these types of advertisers? And why not? Did you know that your next big break for marketing could be in your spam filter right now? Your next big break could be the fifth call on your voicemail that you haven't checked. Because that voicemail is now full. And what does your budget say on the timing being right if you bought advertising in a magazine? Now, some publications are actually more affordable than you think, depending on your industry, your trade, your product, your service. So, what I'm actually talking about in terms of marketing in a magazine for this particular episode, it's actually free. This is a writer that wants to give you a little honor. Of course, the magazine is paying them for the article that they write. But in exchange for a little bit of your time, you can get free publicity in exchange for it. And believe me, I looked at the article, I looked at who wrote it. I looked at who did the photography. So it was very well rounded and very well done. Now remember, you get a little honor, you get a little free publicity in exchange for your time. And this doesn't just have to apply if you are a restaurant owner or a chef. There's other products and services that have reviews that can be to your benefit for mass scale in magazine publication that you are not aware of. So as we're driving around looking for this place, because there were two locations to choose from, we thought we found it. And I say we thought we found it simply because we had checked the fine print about the location in the magazine. Well, actually, all the font size was the same because, as you know, font size matters. So, in theory, it was still fine print. It was located inside. Audience, I give you the sub reveal. Restaurant co-sharing. Now, there's a lot of co-work space places around nowadays, and this lowers the cost of office rent. It gives you the amenities and meeting rooms for a low monthly fee. And it's great for those that want to step up their game from going to coffee shops to work. And by all means, there's nothing wrong with coffee shop meeting. However, if you are discussing certain information, it is best not to make others aware. Personal information, HIPAA law, depends what your industry is. Plus, the parking and the tables, they're just simply never guaranteed. Now, these co-spaces also serve as deliverable addresses when you need a secure way to get your business mail when they don't deliver to P.O. boxes. As a side note, so to relieve the suspense, the Chicken and Waffles place was located inside a donut store. Yes, audience, a donut store. Now, I was kind of shocked and a little bewildered, and I was also very relieved to have gotten parking and that my stomach would finally stop growling. And as soon as you walked in, the sweet fragrance of donuts with a hint of fried chicken hits your nose. And if you are already ready to eat, such as I was, you have a growling stomach that is getting the attention of others. And I do believe it was seriously roaring at this point. And I did get some looks, but maybe it was that cheetah dress announcing my arrival. Who really knows? Now, how was this ordering experience, right? Because we did come for the food after all. But what the magazine can't tell you is how you're going to be treated in order to get that food, right? So I must say that the service was quite friendly and extra friendly once they saw that we had the magazine with us. I'm just saying. And the menu was very simplified. At first, I wasn't sure if we had the right place, even then, even walking into the place and seeing everything, right? And when I say simplified menu, meaning that things can be made fairly quickly and that the items that were on stock could be mixed and matched to create other item menus. And leasing space to another business owner. Now, that was just genius to me. However, when doing that, I did notice that there's limited seating. Now, if you've been to a donut store, right, they are everywhere, pretty much everywhere. There is limited seating in a donut store because it's usually like a grab and go. You don't really sit down and eat the donut, but you have tables and chairs in case you need to do that, or in case you have your morning meeting with others. So, a donut shop can be a little meeting place. Also, it's a little bit quieter, and you definitely are going to get parking. So, that's it on the limited seating. Now, you can also get food delivered. Now, this did not apply to the donut store. This was only the chicken and waffles place. And the food is custom made to order. There is no fast food process really about this because, I mean, you do have to fry the chicken. And yes, you do have to put the waffle in the waffle machine, well, the batter, the waffle batter in the waffle machine. So There is a process. Everything just isn't dropped into a deep fryer, much to some people's chagrin, right? And they offered 4 spice levels to the chicken, signature sauces included, right? And you can get donuts while you wait, which quite a few did come in for the chicken and waffles. And while they were waiting, they munched on donuts. Now, mind you, the donut store is its own separate function from the chicken and waffles restaurant. So when I walked in, there was the donut store pretty much on my left side, but then straight ahead was the chicken and waffles counter. And each order averaged about 15 minutes to make, according to the front person who happened to say this over and over. Now, because I am always on my business development advisor hat, it's always on. I had noticed that she literally had to say this every time someone ordered. How tedious, let me tell you. And she said it the same way, in a sweet, friendly manner to every customer. I will note that. Now, on the counter, there were 2 small chalkboard easels. One was the choices of spice level for your chicken, and the other easel were the sauces that you could get to dip the chicken in or dip your fries in. And they were small easels, so they didn't clutter up the counter or anything. After finishing my meal, right, which I actually had to take the rest with me to go. And so did my husband. All we did was get chicken waffles with some French fries. Okay. That's like we've had, it was 3 items and it was a lot. Like these chicken tenders were huge. Anyway, before I took my leave off to our next adventure, which was the park, by the way. So not only was this restaurant conveniently in the donut store, but there were several parks right next door, right nearby, like a block away. I informed the front person of my observation and how the people were taking the news. Now, this really was more the delivery people, that was picking up the orders. You know, that really gave her the most issues on asking why the order wasn't ready. And so I thought, how awesome that at least the people walking to order got the disclaimer up front. And so, dear audience, I offered the following phrasing. Each delicious order is custom made fresh with an average of 15-minute wait time. We thank you for your patience. Very clean, very simple. Each delicious order is custom made fresh with an average of 15-minute wait time. We thank you for your patience. Now, I also did mention that she could easily put something like that on the counter or over by the order window, which a DoorDash Grubhub sign was already hanging, because those are how people get their food from by not going to restaurants, right? And those were the drivers, the pickup people, giving her the most issues with the order, right? And this also means, if that sign was there, that the restaurant has an online marketing presence on both websites. So there you go. Between their marketing in the magazine, and I'm not sure, I didn't do my fact checking to find out if they had their own website. Oh, wait, yes, hold on. I'm looking at it now. Yes, so they do have their own website. And some restaurants, they have their own website, but then they have like a sublink where you can order online, and then it would be like either a DoorDash or a Grubhub site. Okay, so I'm looking at the article now. Yes, they do have a website. Very good. As I said, I forgot my due diligence on that, and I had to find the magazine. To find the magazine so I could read how delicious they wrote it, right? And so that was it. It was a grand experience. It was a double A road trip adventure. I got to share with the counter person that vast little improvement because that's going to make people a whole lot happier. Now, the people coming in, they already appreciated that. They are custom ordering something and it's going to be delicious and it's going to be worth the wait. And if they are hungry and their stomachs are growling loud like mine, they can go ahead and have some donuts. And I might add, I did get to eat in the establishment. So that experience was great as well. Now, no, this is not a Yelp review. This is simply saying that there are benefits to marketing. In a magazine, there are benefits to co-sharing when you're a restaurateur. Anything that can reduce your costs and raise your profit and make you have raving fans, it's totally worth it. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you don't maximize your advertising options, you could be missing out on these raving fans that will go see you, like me and my husband. It can be an overlooked business basic done more often than you think. And to add to that, if you are not maximizing your office business space potential, you could be losing out on another stream of income and free marketing for your own business as you help another business owner, such as the donut store owner did to the chicken and waffles. All right. So no longer will you ignore all these spam emails or spam voicemails, right? You will at least hear them and clear them in your non-productive time for potential free magazine marketing opportunities. And if your budget so allows this, it may be a paid marketing magazine opportunity. You never know. So thank you for listening. My call to action. Subscribe to my show. I repeat, subscribe to my show. And here's my call to action for the people that like extra credit on top of that. Go ahead and check out my website, legalhelpforbiz.com, to see how we're making a difference in the lives of others with our services and how to become our client. And I look forward to bringing you more overlooked business basics because once it's revealed, it cannot be concealed. Until next time, I'm your hostess, LaKeisha Mazur. Have a great day.